The following program is being brought to you on the Voice America Sports Channel. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit voiceamericasports.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
It's time to get passionate about sports talk. This is Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. These two talk with the experts and are the experts when it comes to what's hot, what's next, and what will be in the sports world. Let's get this show on the road. Here's Luther and Micah.
Welcome, welcome, welcome to another wonderful, very special episode of Cheap Shots. I'm Michael Warren, along with the man of the hour, Luther Broughton. Luther, what's going on?
Yep, I just left the office. I interrupted my Curtis Mayfield session for some Cheap Shots.
Is that what you're listening to right now, Curtis Mayfield?
That's what I was listening to right now. Today was a big day, a good day for me.
I closed
all my home today that I've been building for since, like, November.
Congratulations. Now, when do you move in? Because I don't know if you're going to deal with this, but the one or two days where you don't have, like, your cable straightened out is really annoying.
Oh, well, I'm not going through that mess. Here's why. And I'm lucky in this way. The home we're living in now is Zanetta's home, right?
So she's going to stay there, and you're going to live in the new house.
Well, I could do that, but it would be difficult with Cam, so I figured she might as well move in.
Right.
So we don't have to sell our house. I bought this house in just my name, so we're not, like, going from selling that house and we got to get out. So I already got everything in motion. I'm having everything set up before I move. I can't stand the first few days, just like you just mentioned, the first few days where maybe the bed is upright or maybe the sofa is there that you wanted there and, oh, crap, the towels are in a box and where are my socks? And I don't have cable and I don't have internet. No, I can't do that. So since we don't have to do that, we have the luxury of staying at our house until we get ready. I have the painter starting tomorrow. I have appliances being delivered on Saturday. I have DirecTV coming on Saturday. I have the ADT people with the alarm system coming on Friday. I'm having the TVs and stuff mounted next week. And then after that, I'll move everything else in, like, towards the end of next week, and then we'll be fine.
So why don't you keep that house then and rent it?
I never said I was getting rid of the other house.
I'm just asking.
Oh, yeah, I just said we didn't have to sell that one, so I'm keeping that and renting it.
Smart move. Now that we're up to date on. So wait, you're gonna have to get a, if you're gonna have, like, a real house, you have to have a home theater system. So you gotta get, like, something legit. I'll hook you up.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, you know what I just got?
What?
I got a turntable.
Yeah, you mentioned that to me last week. What the hell are you gonna do with that, Jam Master Jay?
You can't do that. It's belt driven. It's like a little audio file quality one. You can't do that. You'll break it. But it's awesome. It's great, man. Vinyl's making a comeback, and I thought I'd be a total hipster a-hole and get one.
Speaking of vinyls, my uncle in New Jersey, you know I'm really tight with my uncle in New Jersey, and after all these years, he's finally housing down. He's selling his home in New Jersey, scaling down, and I'm doing air quotes because he's building a badass crib in Philadelphia. Scaling down and moving to Philly, and downstairs in his basement in Jersey, he's got a huge basement. It's like two bedrooms, two and a half bedrooms, a full bar, full fridge, everything. Anyways, he's got all of his vinyls down there in tip-top shape. oh man, he's got such a collection, and you know, it's just there because he's, you know, he keeps his stuff, keeps him in great shape, and we, I mean, we play him like once a year, so that's just,
dude.
Doesn't go anywhere, but just information.
Well, in case anyone hasn't noticed tonight on Cheap Shots, there's not a ton of sports we feel like talking about. So whatever you want to talk about, give us a call. We don't care. 888-346-9144. We'll talk about any. We'll talk about Luther's house, the vinyl collection. But here's the awesome thing. I got this Audio Technica turntable. $99.
Dude, that's pretty sweet. You gotta put something together. So speaking of, let's talk about anything. The drive home from work now, the way I go to the house that we still live in, there's a ton of people jogging, and it's just, today is yoga pants day.
Mm-hmm.
And it's unfortunate because the men think that it's yoga pants day for them as well. I don't want to see junk. But the ladies, it's like, wow, really? Like, put on some baggy shorts so I don't wreck.
Seriously, and don't be doing that stuff at the gym either, because you see all these girls all over social media talking about, I don't like guys staring at me. Don't wear yoga pants to the gym.
You know what else bugs me? Are the chicks that wear shirts that's so low on the titties that you can see cleavage. Not cleavage. That you can see areola, and they go, "Why? What are you looking at? What do you mean, what am I looking at? If I wore pants that showed like half of my balls, you would look."
I don't know. I don't think women are as visual. I mean, but I get your point.
No, I'm saying it's all the way. I can see the nipple, the whole half the nipple. So basically you're saying, what are you looking at? Well, either I am enjoying it or I'm saying, hey, you know, half your titties, like the whole nipple is out and everyone can see. Don't ask me what I'm looking at if you prop it up on the table. I'm not blind or dead. I mean, I'm married. I'm not going to just jump on it, but come on. Don't tell me not to. If you walk in with a terrible looking shirt on, I'm looking. If you walk in with a nice shirt on, I'm looking. If you walk in with a stupid-looking hat, I'm looking. So don't tell me not to look if you show me your titties.
Are you a people watcher at the gym?
I just mind my business at the gym. But again, Micah, I'm not freaking blind. I see hot chicks. I see stupid-looking dudes making all the noise as if, like, dude, what are you doing? You're benching 140. Why are you making all this noise? Like, come on.
That's probably what I bet.
I mind my business at the gym. Nothing is worse, and I bet nothing is worse for a chick than to have some sweaty guy hitting on them the whole time. They're really in there trying to get a work on it. So,
well, right. That's why curves
started. That's completely annoying for chicks.
That's why curves started. Isn't that just for women? If I was a woman, that's what I would do. I would go to curves.
No, I wouldn't. I would wear tight yoga pants and have my tits bouncing around, and I'd go to the gym and say, get distracted.
See, I wouldn't want that. Then again, as a guy, I would love, I mean, come on, Luther, you would love it if like all the chicks were just staring at you like a piece of meat while you were at the gym. You'd be like, all right.
They do. I mean, that's what I'm saying. It doesn't bother me. I know my sexiness level. I know what I do to women. So it doesn't bother me.
Yeah,
I am just that good looking.
Speaking of the gym, I'll share something I just learned. Now, Luther Broughton, as an NFL player, this probably flew. Like, you get all these trainers telling you different things, like, oh, this is what you should do. No, this is what you should do. Different people, everybody's different. And you don't really know what to believe.
Right.
And so I had somebody like, oh, you should really need to add protein. I eat tons of protein, but so I didn't really think about it. I'm like, okay. So I go get a thing of protein and I look at it, like 2 cups per smoothie twice a day, like 60 grams of protein. And I've been doing this for like 3 weeks now, and I'm just gaining weight, and I'm just killing myself at the gym. I'm eating right, and I can't figure out why am I gaining weight. unless you were at your full-time job to be at the gym, do not take 60 grams of protein a day.
Wait, why? What kind of protein are you using where it's two scoops you need? You need four scoops just to get to 60?
15 each, yeah. So you put two. You put two. It's whey protein. So you put two scoops in your in a smoothie.
You might have some. You might have protein with like creatine in it as well.
I don't know. I didn't get it.
I just use like plain old protein and the one that has like 25 to 30 grams of scoop, and twice a day, you know. But yeah, some protein is different. Who knows? And
did you take that when you're in the NFL?
Huh?
Did you take that when you're in the NFL as a supplement, as an additive?
I didn't take many supplements because I was scared of false triggers.
That's true. I mean, look at the StarCaps incident.
You know, most people don't believe athletes when they say they didn't really take whatever it. They didn't mean to take whatever it was that triggered the positive test. The positive test. So it's true. Sometimes you can take stuff because they had so many items that were on the banned list. And what I would do is I'd get a supplement and I'd email. There was an email address they started having us use, and I'd email them everything on there, and they'd say, you know, it's okay to use it, but this is what the label says. We're not telling you what's in there that's not on the label. But based on what the label says, you can actually use it. So I'd use that all the time. But then you don't know. You're right. Just like the StarCaps. What if they put some other shit in there?
Yeah, there was bumetanide was in there, and that's a banned substance for whatever reason. But it's not on the label. How can you blame? Honestly, how can you blame these guys if it's not on the label? Yeah, and they won. The players lost their case.
You're responsible for what you put in your body.
If
you go take some Tylenol and it's laced with freaking cocaine, yeah. You can sue Johnson & Johnson or whoever makes Tylenol and make $1 billion freaking dollars, but the NFL, as stupid as they are, is going to say, well, you took the Tylenol. Well, damn, you're damn right I took the Tylenol. I had a headache. I wasn't expecting to get ecstasy in my Tylenol freaking bottle.
It was fun for 6 hours, but I failed a drug test.
Right. I had a shitload of fun. I almost killed someone unintentionally, and I also failed a random drug test, and I don't do drugs. If that's going to be the case, if you're going to go ahead and fail me on a drug test, let me get high all day. Since I don't do drugs, just let me go crazy. You know?
Aaron Hernandez apparently did.
Wow.
What's funny is the article I was reading about him smoking tons of pot was that it made it clear how easy it is to just pass your test and then smoke the rest of the year.
Dude, you know how many – we've had this conversation. It's so stupid. If you pass the recreational drug test at the beginning of the year, they don't randomly test you for recreational drugs. At least that's what it used to be.
So that's what it sounds like, unless you hit a trigger.
For steroids, you're going to get random steroids tests all year. But right. They're not testing you for weed. They're testing you for random steroids. So if it's a steroids test and you don't have any anabolic steroids or any of that other stuff in your system, you're good. You can have all the weed you want. That's why I never understood. Idiot, just stop from smoking before we go back to camp. Take a month off, you jackass. Take a month off. And the day after we get there and take the test, go smoke a bale of freaking weed. Smoke a freaking canister all you want. But don't do it before we get there.
All right, we got to take a break. On the other side, we'll start talking some sports here. I'm going to smoke a canister of weed. But we'll be right back here on Chief Shots.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports. Are you a real sports fan? Get ready to talk football and anything else sports with Kwame Lassiter. Formerly with the Arizona Cardinals, San Diego Chargers, and St. Louis Rams, Kwame's got the experience. So he's prepared to talk sports with you every week on Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk. It's on the Voice America Sports Network every Monday, Tuesday, Thursday, and Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, 12 noon Eastern Time. Get ready for an unpredictable, fun, and sometimes sarcastic look at the world of sports. That's Kwame Lassiter's Sports Talk on the Voice America Sports Network.
If you think you've seen online TV before, let us surprise you.
VoiceAmerica.tv is online now.
The leader in live internet talk radio has done it again. Multiple channels, a state-of-the-art viewing experience, live and on-demand programs streaming 24 hours a day. It's exactly what you want, when you want it.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
From health and wellness to business, sports, and everything in between. Discover our new world. Visit VoiceAmerica.tv now and experience the future of online television.
VoiceAmerica.tv.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot.
Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we cover everything. Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're on Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. Get in on the shots by giving us a call now at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or tweet us now at hashtag Cheap Shots. Now, back to the show.
Just kind of spitballing it on a Tuesday evening. Again, not a ton to talk about.
Keep in mind, fans, all of our many fans, I'm not home today, so I'm actually calling into the show, so I may sound a little fuzzy, so forgive me.
Hey, Luther, have you gotten into to any of the boxing stuff they've started? You know, when we were kids, it used to be like you could turn on ABC on a Saturday afternoon and there was like a good fight on just for free, just on major network television.
Yeah.
It looks like they're trying to do that again.
You know what? I was just thinking about that. That used to be awesome. You could have a good fight on Saturday and just talk about it a little bit later. And did you see the fight today? Did you see Sugar Ray? And now it's like you have a fight every 3 months and it's $700 to watch it. Like, man, what? And they stink.
Like, yeah, you know what it is also? By doing that, you've alienated people who don't get to know who the guys are. And when you don't know who they are, you don't care.
You don't care. You don't really care. Let me tell you, I haven't even seen Mayweather fight that much. I don't know him.
I haven't
that
either.
Well.
I've never seen a Pacquiao fight.
I've seen like one Pacquiao fight.
But I know I just watched Danny Garcia against Lamont Peterson.
Need to
it was
be able to
awesome
follow
fight.
Sports.
What's that? Go ahead.
You need to be able to follow your sports, man.
Right. How much interest would you have in the NFL if you didn't know any of the guys? It's one of the reasons I don't get into
college. I wouldn't even watch it. Dude, that's why college basketball was so tough for me this year. This year was a crazy busy year for me. Wedding, kid, house building, so I'm a huge Tar Heel fan, so of course I paid more attention to them. I didn't know the college landscape this year, and I'm a junkie. I'm a basketball junkie, and it was just, for me, it was like, oh, God, this kind of sucks. I went to the games, and I'm like, you know?
No, I hear you, and I think that's, boxing has done that to itself. In its greed, it destroyed its own sport. Now, obviously, the heavyweight division being crap is always going to hurt it. But you have MMA, UFC that comes in. They fight every week. They, you want to see this guy fight this guy? How's Saturday night sound? You know, whereas boxing, right, it's like, oh, you want to see these guys fight? In 5 years, I think we can make that happen. And people just lose interest, and then everything's pay-per-view, and they don't know when it's on. So you don't know the people. Like, how interesting in 1987 was the scab games in the NFL? It's still the Eagles.
Gosh.
It's still the Giants. But I don't know who Scott Tinsley is or Guido Merkins. Those are real scab games, by the way.
Those are battles, man.
All right, let's go to the phones. We got Zach in Virginia. Zach, what's happening?
Hey guys, long time listener, obviously like listening to you guys. Question about your boxing comment. Is boxing dead? Has it officially died? I mean, I know we have this Pacquiao Mayweather fight, but is that the last great fight that boxing will ever see?
My point about boxing, I think it could be coming back because I think they're getting back to what made it big in the first place, was people getting into these matches and these rivalries. You know, for anyone that watched Garcia against Peterson this weekend, great fight, great fight. But, you know, I'd seen Garcia a little bit on Showtime, and then I saw Peterson's last fight. So when they said, oh, they're fighting April 11th, I was like, awesome. That's something I want to see.
Hey,
I'm going to see
that. Back. Sorry.
Hey, Luther, how you doing?
All right, to answer that question, and I know I'm jumping right back in, is boxing dead? No, it's not dead, and you called it a great fight. We don't even know if it's a great fight. It took them long enough to get to the fight. Is it dead? No, but it's on life support. It kind of sucks now, like we were talking about earlier. There's no interest in anything other than the bigger fights. You have the loyalists that are going to watch. My roommate from college, Andre, boxing is football for him. And he loves football too, but boxing, he'll watch two puppies fight. He'll watch them. Actually, I shouldn't say that.
Yeah.
Because of Michael Vick.
Yeah.
He'll watch pretty much any boxing match.
Now we got Zach back. Zach, what about you? Can you get back into boxing? Were you ever into boxing?
Boxing is one of my favorite sports. It's crazy because I ordered every Tyson fight going back to when I was like 10 years old. My dad was a big boxing fan. And back in those days, you know, the late 80s, early 90s, I mean, the Evander Holyfield Tyson fights, even the Lennox Lewis Tyson fight where he got just outmanned. I mean, I had, you know, 15, 20 people over watching those fights. And I feel like now nobody watches boxing anymore. And the problem with the MMA is that, you know, when I lived in San Diego, everybody watched it. It comes on every week. It's almost like WWE. Every week they have somebody else fighting. And I feel like it takes away from the integrity of the sport. Whereas boxing, you have those big matches, but we just don't have them anymore. So I'm wondering, is this the last great fight we'll ever see in boxing? You know?
I really think it's going to make a comeback. I do. And because of NBC Sports Channel on Saturday nights now, I don't know if it's every Saturday night, but it's most, they have decent fights on. Last week, CBS in the middle of the day, I DVR'd it because I wanted to watch it at night, had a light heavyweight championship fight. That's pretty decent for free television.
Right.
I mean, my bigger concern is, you know, the light heavyweight champ is, I can't think of his name, was 37. The contender was 35. There's a guy coming up in that division. His name is Beterbiev. His last name is Beterbiev. He's 8-0 with 7 knockouts, never gotten out of the fourth round. I mean, this guy is, he just beats the crap out of people. But they're putting these shows on now. I mean, they're putting the matches on TV now, so where you can see that. I wouldn't have known him if he wasn't on free television. I mean, how often do you even think to look for good boxing matches?
Right, right. But Mike and Luther, I ask you guys this too. Do more people now know the name Ronda Rousey, a female MMA fighter, as good as she is, than, like you said, Mike, the light heavyweight champion who you couldn't even think of his name? Are we just lacking the big names of boxing now?
Yes, but in my defense, I'm just getting back into it. See, I was really into it in the late 90s when they had and I like the Tyson Holyfield stuff too, but I really got into it in the late 90s in college when we'd all get together on Saturday nights, and it was on Showtime or HBO, and you had, you know, Sugar Shane Mosley and Nassim Ahmed, who everyone just wanted to watch lose, that little punk. Zab Judah's a little later, Ike Corte, that kind of stuff. You had decent.
You even had Roy Jones Jr., yeah.
Well, we had Roy Jones Jr. The only problem with him was there was no one for him to fight.
Yeah.
Do you remember he fought that NYPD officer?
Yes.
It was over in two rounds, and he didn't even touch him. They slow-moed it, and he missed his face, and the dude was just like, nope, I'm done. I'm not getting back up. Not that I blame him, but...
Are you guys, either of you or neither, I mean, because I am, and it's a $99, you know, cost for the fight. I am absolutely ordering the fight, and I can't tell you the last time I ordered a boxing fight, you know, on pay-per-view, but I'm ordering this one. Will you guys, A, order it, B, go to somewhere to watch it, or C, none of the above?
That's a really good question. By the way, Luther is calling back, so it's just you and I right now, okay, Zach. So you're helping me tremendously. I might maybe go somewhere. Like I might go down to my folks' house and watch my brother and dad. Will I order it here and sit and watch it by myself? Nah, I can't do it. That's a lot. I mean, and I don't know if you're like me though. I want to get back into boxing because for me, did you ever get into UFC, Zach?
I did. Yes. I you know what? As the 6 years I lived in San Diego, when I left here in Virginia, that was in 2006, and MMA was not big. UFC was not big here. It was still kind of boxing. The 6 years that I spent out in San Diego, every single bar, rather than having major boxing fights because there weren't that many, every bar there, every Saturday, the guys I played flag football with, they all had MMA parties. And you went over to their house, you played beer pong, you did whatever, you ate some chips, and you watched MMA. So, I mean, you couldn't help but being in that atmosphere, get into it. I still don't love it. I still don't love it. I think it's still in its infancy. I don't know if it'll ever be as good as boxing for me personally. But yeah, I did. Micah, did you get into it or?
It was just there for me. Like, I wasn't offended by it, but I wasn't into it. Here's my thing, and Zach, maybe you agree with me. There's something about just your two hands. There's the limitations of your two hands. Whereas a lot of the UFC stuff, it's like, it does get a little brutal. Like, all right, the dude's down. We've beaten him into the head. I get it. And I'm sure they're getting better about it a lot, like boxing. That's one of the reasons I've actually gotten my wife in starting to watch boxing with me, only because they stopped the fights now. A guy like – you remember Jerry Quarry?
He's
before our time, but you know who I'm talking about. He had a career because you couldn't knock him out. He would just take a beating. Jerry Quarry's dead now, in case anyone's wondering. It's not a shock.
No. I know the name you're talking about very well. Yeah.
They don't let that type of fighter box.
Boxing, I feel like, you know, when you get into a grapple and you hold, boxers hold, the ref separates them right away. My issue with MMA is that when you get somebody into a grapple hold and you're on the ground, that literally can last the rest of the round. And there's somebody that's kind of breathing heavy. There's another person trying to get a double arm bar on them. And there's a lot of dead time there. Me personally, that's what I think. There's not as much action. Whereas with boxing, when they get out of the action, you know, and the punches are done being thrown and they kind of go and grab each other to catch your breath, the ref will immediately break them up and get them back into swinging again. Yeah. That's what I think MMA lacks a little bit. But that's part of MMA is the grapple, is the ground game.
Right.
You know, it doesn't.
Yeah, you can't have basketball be like football. It's different.
Yeah.
But I mean, it is what it is. It's not the same. And boxing has lost its steam.
I think it's on the way back. That's my personal opinion.
Something. Well, you need the talent needs to be showcased.
Yeah. Agreed. And I think
is it out there?
Yeah, I think you're starting to see it. I mean, again, the two fights NBC aired this Saturday were excellent fights. These guys were really good. I highly recommend it. It's worth checking out because Showtime has Friday night fights, and now NBC and CBS are showing this stuff on the weekends. It's worth checking out because once you start to know who the guys are, you're like, oh, I'm going to check out their next fight. So anyway, we got to take a break. Zach, thank you so much. I appreciate your phone call.
When you say Friday night fights, that reminded me of the Chappelle skit, the Friday night sissy fights. Do you remember that one?
I don't think I've seen that one. Hey, gentlemen,
thank you much for having me on. I appreciate calling in. I love your show. Keep doing what you're doing, and I'll be listening after I get off.
Zach, call us anytime. Man. We love having you, brother.
All right, thanks. Yep, be good.
All right. We'll take a break on that one. Yeah, it wasn't inappropriate, but it's a sketch show, so, I mean, it's appropriate.
Chappelle was inappropriate. That's why it was hilarious. All right, Luther, take us a break.
Yeah, exactly. Peace.
The fans now have a voice to speak their mind. No holds barred.
Lay the bitch's ass and then move on.
I just think that the coach made a mistake.
All crazy.
NFL, MLB, NBA, NHL. Speak up.
Speak up.
Or forever hold your mouth.
We ain't playing around here.
Voice America Sports.
This week on The Revolution with Jim and Trav, that's presented by Outdoor Channel.
We're going after elk, and our hunting party will include executive producer of Realtree Outdoors, David Blanton, outdoor writer Tim McWelch, Cabela's optics manager, Phil Severinsen, and award-winning author, Keith McCafferty.
Did you know that elk threaten each other by curling back their upper lip, grinding their teeth, and hissing softly? That's what Jim does!
And it's presented to you by Outdoor Channel at OutdoorChannel.com.
Friday afternoons at 1 Pacific Time on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Sports and medicine go hand in hand. Quite simply, if you aren't up to your game health-wise, you won't be up to your game on the field. That's where Bruce the Sports Doc comes in. Dr. Bruce Grossinger uses his medical training and experience to bring you a link between sports and medicine, from the latest advances and treatments to discussion behind the injuries of the week. Bruce the Sports Doc and his team of guest experts are here each week to lay it on the line in terms that you can understand. Tune in every Tuesday at 5 p.m. Eastern, 2 p.m. Pacific on the Voice America Sports Channel.
Your internet flagship station for sports, Voice America Sports.
You're on Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. Get in on the shots by giving us a call now at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or tweet us now at hashtag Cheap Shots. Now, back to the show.
Couple things, Luther. Have you seen Matt Harvey pitch, the Mets pitcher? I'm just watching the Phillies and the Mets. And it's on the background. Have you seen him?
Yeah.
He throws high 90 fastball. His slider is 92.
Yeah,
that's
he's
awful
a
speed.
That's crazy. He's a monster.
But yeah, I saw some documentary on him too. He seems like kind of a dick.
You know the Braves. The Braves lost. We can't win them all. We're going to go 161-1, something like that.
Right. That's usually a good season.
I'm feeling good about the record.
So one thing I did want to bring up from Saturday night, and I'm not going to belabor the point because I understand no one cares, and this guy is so lucky that no one cares. I'm a Boston University grad, and they had the NCAA finals. We were in the final against Providence. So we're star-studded
in there.
Not
sport?
Hockey. Ice hockey. The Frozen Four. So with a 3-2 lead, our goalie – gets a lob. Somebody just like lobbed it in, like for a shift change to get out of there. Catches it by himself, starts to put it down. All of a sudden, it goes through his legs all by himself. It's tied 3-3 in the third period. They scored right after that. 4-3 and they won.
No.
So I wanted to bring this up because they kept putting the camera on the guy. I'm like, this kid, never living this down. That's the final. And all by yourself, you caught the puck. And then somehow slowly put it between your legs, and it went through them. I can't even describe it. YouTube it. But it got me thinking, what are some of the other ones? What are some of the biggest – I mean, because the kid is lucky that no one really watches college hockey. So he's got that going for him.
But did they lose?
Yeah, we lost.
4-3. Wow. Bill Buckner, huh?
So I was thinking, what are some of the biggest screw-ups? And I'm glad you brought up Bill Buckner because I was just talking to a friend of mine about this who – was an athlete in New York and around that time and knows all those guys. You know what's funny, Luther, is they crucify Bill Buckner, which we can get into why that's nonsense. The Mets deified Mookie Wilson. Luther, he grounded out in a critical situation.
He grounded out, but you can't talk bad about Mookie Wilson because he's from South Carolina. But he grounded out. He grounded out and he got lucky. That was... And plus, they had to win game set the next game, right?
Luther, the reasons why that series is not on Bill Buckner. I mean, first of all, Calvin Schiraldi is the one that came in and blew it. Bill Buckner was injured, shouldn't even have been in there. So was it McNamara? Was he the manager? He shouldn't even have been in the game. And then I couldn't believe this, Luther. I don't know if you saw this. I think it was later than that. It might have been after their 07 win. The fans on opening day of for the Red Sox one year had a huge banner that said, "Bill Buckner, we forgive you." Screw you! What, I'm forgiven? I did that on purpose? It was an accident. It was a mistake. It happens to anyone. You forgive me? Screw you!
Dude, that sucks. What about some other major? And I know different people have different opinions about Bill Buckner and whose fault is, so to speak, major blunders. How about the Shark? At the Masters in, what was that, 83?
I remember hearing about it. What exactly happened? Tell us, for anyone that doesn't remember.
Oh, God, he pooped the bed on winning Sunday. Gosh, he faltered hole after hole after hole and lost and never won it. He was really good for a guy who couldn't win majors.
No, he was. You're exactly right.
Chris Webber.
Chris Webber's another one, but he doesn't get called out for that because it didn't. wasn't a
foul. Well, and you know what else happened? He took like 17 steps when he got the rebound before he started dribbling, and then he traveled right at before the timeout.
That's but, what I mean. I actually thought you were talking about the steps before the timeout. That's what I thought you were talking about originally.
Oh yeah, he traveled before the timeout.
But they didn't call it. He screwed up.
They didn't call it. Then he called a timeout. But what hurts is apparently someone at the bench said something about timeout. They either said don't call a timeout or timeout. I mean, really? Do you even mention timeout in that sequence? No.
That was Steve Fisher.
That was Steve Fisher.
You know, I saw – I haven't seen these anymore. It was a great show on ESPN Classic. I don't even think I get – is ESPN Classic even around anymore?
I don't know. That used to be a great channel, actually.
Did you ever – you remember the show Five Reasons You Can't Blame?
Yes.
Awesome show. So they have Bill Buckner.
Now they got us a bunch of BS on ESPN. What about other blunders? Let's see. I'm probably missing something huge right now.
Is Ernest Biner considered a blunder?
Oh, Ernest Biner is absolutely a blunder. Oh, gosh.
That hurts. And you know what sucks about that?
That hurts.
I mean, could you imagine? He carried that team all day.
Look
at his numbers from that day. He was phenomenal. And then Jeremiah Castile decided he wanted the ball. But a physical error like that, is that that's not the same as a mental error, is it? Do you consider it the same?
When you're a fan, you do, because you just remember that that person made the error to, quote, lose the game.
Like, I wouldn't.
You know, Brett Favre, Minnesota.
And Green Bay twice.
How do you make that throw? How do you make that throw in Minnesota?
And if you get a chance, Luther, you have to YouTube or find Paul Allen, their Vikings announcer, his call of that play.
Paul Allen? I thought he owned the Trailblazers and the Seahawks.
I think the Microsoft Paul Allen's a different guy. Kind of like the Ravens radio announcer is Jerry Sandusky.
He should probably change his name.
They asked him about that. He's like, no, I'm not changing my name. It's who I am. But he's Jerry with a G.
He said, it's who I am. I'm proud of it.
Jerry with a G. So where are you watching the draft, Luther?
Huh?
Where are you watching the draft?
Dude, the draft isn't the same. The draft is split up into 17 days.
I know.
I'm watching it at home. I'm not going out on Thursday to watch the first round. Oh, I hate the new draft. The draft used to be a huge, huge drunk fest for me. I mean, I'm older now. It may not have been a drunk fest, but it was an all-day thing on Saturday. We'd cook out and yell at our team for making stupid picks, even though that guy ended up being a Hall of Famer. That's
right.
What we do. Now we have to split it up into 3 or 4 days because it's TV and money and kiss my ass.
Yeah, I think what's most frustrating about that is the fact that I still watch. It's like you're purposely screwing with me, telling me I'm crap, and I still come watch.
Accept it.
It used to be a weekend thing. So you had, the first three rounds all day Saturday, and then you had 4 through 7 on Sunday.
Yeah, a day one guy was different now. A day one guy nowadays is a first round pick.
I don't like the
guy,
term day one.
We used to call a day one guy a first through third rounder.
Agreed. So that's why I don't like people still talking about, he's going to be a day one pick. Just say first round pick because you sound like an ass. It's a first round. That's
day
only
one
that's on day
nowadays
one.
Is a first rounder.
That's all it is.
Yeah,
it's
so dumb
ridiculous.
Now.
And then you get all excited after the first round and you have to wait.
You have to go to bed.
I can't. I don't like it.
Or you've fallen asleep on it. Or you're on Facebook talking about Marcus Smith.
Oh, God. They can't do that again. So what in your heart, what do you think? Are you prepared for anything as far as what the Eagles are going to do? They're obviously the most talked about team.
No, because I'm not even going to speculate, guess. Then again, next week we should do a mock draft. But I don't know. I have no idea what the Eagles are thinking. You never know. and the Eagles are always so, like, tricky with their information. Like, come on. If you're the worst team in the league and you need a QB, don't tell me you're taking a freaking lineman. But I don't know what they're doing.
Here's a question for you.
I'm just wanting ready for the season to start.
I know. I can't wait. The reports are that neither Mariota nor Winston will be at the draft. Is that odd to you? I've seen people that have a problem with it.
Why do people have a problem with that? Why do they have a problem with that? So the guy goes on state, so he gets a camera shoved in his face for 8 hours so he can get called on stage for 2 minutes to fly back out that night to the team that drafted them.
Yeah, they'll have cameras in their living room or whatever. They'll be there to talk to him and get their
Why do you care where he is? Why is that such a big deal? I don't get why that's become a big deal. That's the stupidest issue. We have so many non-issues that are – that's not an issue. Do you care?
No, I mean, I look at it as if it was me, would I want that moment? Maybe. I don't know what their reasons are. I think Winston said his grandmother's not well enough to travel and he'd rather be with her. Fine. That makes sense. Be with your family.
And guess what? Guess what? If his grandmother was perfectly spry and traveled across the world and couldn't make it and he just didn't want to go, more power to him. Dude, play video games all day. Chill out at home with your family. So what? You can have 50 family members at the house, 60, 70, however many you want. If you go to New York, you might be able to have 8 or 9 or whatever have you in your agent. If that's what you want to do, that's what you want to do. I don't – why do we care? Because the NFL wants to make a TV episode out of it? Good for you, jackasses. Now make the draft 2 days again.
Yeah, in 2000, Joe Thomas went fishing. I can't blame somebody for saying, I just don't want to deal with it. I don't want to.
He went fishing. No one said anything. Why? Because he's a lineman. But good for Joe.
Yeah. Do you think that they would have made a bigger deal if he was a quarterback? Do you think that's the issue?
I think that's the issue.
Or do you think it's because they're the number one overall pick?
What pick was Joe?
2.
Okay, we're talking about the number 2 pick. That's a big old deal.
I'm not missing somebody. He was 2 or 3. I think he was 2. Jamarcus went first that year. But he was a very high pick, yeah.
But you got to watch Jamarcus's stupid ass walk on stage.
What a great moment. But speaking of the first pick, are you buying that the Bucs could take Mariota? I'm not.
No, the Bucs are taking Jameis Winston. Jameis is the best quarterback in the draft.
I think he is, too. I think whoever takes Mariota, not named Chip Kelly, I think he's in trouble. I really think the only place he's succeeding is with
Chip. The thing about it is, Micah, is I don't know. That's what I keep saying. I don't know how he works in a regular system. He could be good just because he's great in this system. We don't know if he could be great in a regular, you know, just a regular pro-style system. But you could very well be right. That, just because he's great in one system doesn't mean, we get him in a pro-style system, he can't be great. That's baloney. He could very well be really good. We just don't know.
Oh, of course. I'm just saying, if you're a team looking at him, you've never seen him in that pro-style offense, so you don't know.
Exactly.
Now, that said, again, you don't know about any of these guys.
And his windows were so huge in college. I mean, why don't we go ahead and let him go bum out someplace else and then Chip Kelly will trade for him later?
That's kind of what I think would happen if Chip Kelly stuck around. That would be his final swing.
Yep.
But anyway, Luther, we have to take a break. We're going to come back here for the fourth quarter of Cheap Shots.
Your internet flagship station for sports.
Voice America Sports.
Have you had a chance to check out Voice America's online magazine and blog, Press Pass? If you love our hosts and shows, check out articles that give an even deeper perspective. Plus, topics about health and fitness, movie reviews, philosophy, business tips and tactics, spirituality, positive thought, current events, and even more about your favorite host. It's just a click away at VAPressPass.com. That's VAPressPass.com. VA Press Pass by Voice America. All access, all the time.
The opening kickoff is a beauty.
It's a fly ball deep right field. Back goes O'Neill. He's at the
shot. Got it with 2.8 seconds left.
To left. I don't care where they put him. This one is out of here.
From high school to the pros, we
cover everything.
Let your voice be heard. Voice America Sports.
You're on Cheap Shots with Luther Broughton and Micah Warren. Get in on the shots by giving us a call now at 1-888-346-9144. That's 1-888-346-9144. Or tweet us now at hashtag Cheap Shots. Now, back to the show.
So I'm getting ripped now from weighing myself. So I mentioned in the break that I was weighing myself or something. Luther, you think that's stupid?
No. So Michael whined about the fact that yesterday when he weighed himself at 4 p.m., and today he weighed himself at the same time, he was a quarter of a pound heavier or whatever. And I'm asking him, why is he weighing himself every day and fretting about the very, very minimal changes that could very well be water that he hadn't pissed out yet, or he got on heavier draws today? I mean, I don't know. You could have got some the night before the last time and used some more and some more stuff. You can't be weighing yourself every day. What are you?
I do. Well, you know what? You try and be consistent and have whatever you're wearing, try and be consistent with that. But have you ever done that? Like, you ever, like, have, you know, weigh yourself, but you have to pee, and then so you weigh yourself before and after and see how much it weighed?
We used to have to weigh ourselves after each practice, jackass, to see how much water weight we lost to verify if we were getting hydrated. But otherwise,
how much was it usually?
Like for me, it was like 6-7 pounds of practice, but some people sweated a lot. And you have to be super careful. Huh?
6 or 7 pounds, that's a lot.
Dude, it was hot as hell out there.
I'm going to have to try that.
Yeah, you drink it right back immediately. It's, you know. I'm over-exaggerating. It could have been like 4 to 6 pounds or something like that. But it was consistently something like I think 6 was the high normal for me. It was like 4 to 6 pounds. You'll get those days where it's like super hot and it was like the 3-hour midday practice. And you could very
days,
well
right?
drop. Yeah, and you can drop 8 pounds easily. But you're going to drink the Gatorade and Gatorload and water and sit in that cold tub, and that way it'll be back on in a heartbeat.
Still, I think I should try to get an NFL tryout, and maybe that'll help my workout.
Or you can just put on a uniform and go out there and run in the hottest part of the day for 2 or 3 hours.
I might do that. So what was I? I was going to ask you something. Oh, did you see, just because it's random sports stuff, the Morris brothers, Markeith and Maurice, allegedly beat some dude up pretty bad?
Yeah.
It was like a former family friend that sent a text message to their mother that they didn't care for him. And then what?
Well, you know what? I guess I don't blame them. Don't be sending freaking nasty text messages to my mother.
It didn't seem that bad to me, but I don't know.
I know that's bad. Why would I send a nasty text message to your mom?
I'm not going to beat you up,
but I can see how it could have escalated.
Well, they've
you know what I'm saying? It could have stemmed from that, and the guy, and it could have escalated. He could have been like, "Man, I'll say whatever I want to your mom, or she's a slut anyways. You know, I hooked up with her," and then they beat the hell out of him. I could see how it escalated.
That could have happened. You're right.
Yeah, that type of stuff can happen because, you know, if you have enough balls to be hit, sending messages to my mom, you have enough balls to try to escalate the situation and get under my skin, especially if you're going to look for a $1 million settlement.
Oh, is that what they're looking for?
Oh, I bet they're looking for a settlement. Both of those guys signed new contracts this year. I bet they'll settle out of court for $750,000. Be okay with that ass whipping.
We'll monitor that situation closely. Another thing to keep an eye on, the jury has been out in the Hernandez trial for 6 days now.
So that guy is getting off with this murder.
I don't see the case that they made.
I don't see that they made a case.
And my CNN legal experts, which means they're never wrong, they were saying they think he's going to escape, that they didn't make a good enough case.
Yeah, except, I think he's going to escape, but he's never played in the NFL again, that's for sure.
No. Even if he gets off, which we still...
in the NFL. Lawrence Phillips.
Ooh, let's talk about Lawrence Phillips. Kind of surprised, I guess, but not... Oh, I could never imagine
really.
This happening.
I mean, he's got 31 years in jail. He's been a thug all of his life. I'm not super surprised he killed someone while in jail.
Yeah, if you didn't hear.
But you're just like, wow. I mean, again, Lawrence? He's done this since he's been a kid.
Lawrence Phillips was the running back from Nebraska. He was drafted in the first. And speaking of, when you talked about people giving their team crap on draft day, Ravens fans were so pissed off that they took Jonathan Ogden over Lawrence Phillips.
You remember that? How about the Rams fans? They traded the bus and took Lawrence Phillips.
Yeah, that's not looking good in high. I mean, he was a bad dude, but he was just a crappy player. He wasn't good enough.
He was a hell of a running back in college, and that's that.
Yeah, he's terrible, absolutely terrible. So
he was terrible. Who's worse, out of him and Trent Richardson?
That's a great question, Luther. You got to say Phillips because of the off-field stuff. Trent's just crappy.
No, I'm talking about on the field. It's hands down Lawrence because he's a psychopath. But in terms of football, who was worse? I mean, they both are about at 3 yards a carry or something like that, and top five picks, top three picks.
I'll say this. Right? This will be Trent Richardson's fourth year in the league. I'll give the edge to him because I think Phillips only played, what, 3 years? 2 years with the Rams and then split one with the Dolphins
Canada
and the Niners.
Or something like that. Yep.
And he's the one that missed the block. He's the one that missed the block that got Steve Young killed and ended his career.
Aeneas Williams annihilated Steve Young, but I mean, he had no choice almost. And I don't even think he hit him as hard as he could.
I don't blame Aeneas Williams. I mean, those things happen. You're playing football, it happens.
Yeah, you run at full speed. Did you expect the running back to engage you? You don't expect a free run.
The best part about Lawrence Phillips to me, though, when I read this story of why he really got the 31 years, for people that don't know that story, Lawrence Phillips was playing – this is shortly after his playing career – was playing in a pickup football game with kids that were as young as 14. All right, if you want to start there, that's where your problem started. So his team started to lose. He got frustrated, and when they lost, he went and got his car – and drove at a high rate of speed back onto that field and ran over three kids because he was pissed that he lost.
How do you fucking do that?
I mean, you can't make that.
I heard stories about him when he was at the Rams. I won't mention any names. Just talking, my buddy would say, man, this dude does some stuff that normal cats just don't do. And I was like, no way, you're exaggerating. He's like, nah, dude, LP is crazy. He said, LP is crazy.
Actually, a friend of mine had his locker next to his, and he said, always nice to me. He was always a good guy. Just didn't work out for him. I was like, that's a nice way of putting it.
Yeah, he asked that former basketball player, that girl he dated at Nebraska, how nice he was. He dragged her down the stairs by her hair. I like,
talking back or something like that. Like, really? Good Lord.
Man, the Rams do get some criminals. I think, you know, we blame some of the other teams like the Bengals and stuff. The Rams get their criminals. Don't forget Daryl Henley, who got 20 years for an ecstasy ring. He got an additional 21 years because he hired a hitman to kill the judge, as though if he had killed that judge, there's no more judges that will get him in trouble and he'll get off.
I know! He hired a hitman to kill the judge.
And then you had...
That was going to stop him from going to jail for running an ecstasy ring. He hired a hitman to kill the judge. Should I repeat that again?
Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. It makes no sense. And when I read that, I was like, geez. And then you had Leonard Little, who got drunk and drove and killed 49-year-old Susan Gutweiler. But he got a DUI after that, which was the real crime to me. Once, okay, that's awful, that's terrible. Learn your lesson, dude. You did it again?
Yeah, that was tough.
So we're going to end this show on that note about criminal
on
rants.
On a somber note, right? Let's not end it that way. Let's talk about the fact that I'm moving into a new house here soon.
Congratulations on the move, Luther. I would love to come help you move. I really would, but it's a little far away.
Yeah.
But anyway, I want to thank our caller for calling in. I want to thank all of our listeners for listening to us and everybody else. I just thank everyone. Anyway, look, that's our time for this week. We'll get back to this next week, and we'll see you all next week on Cheap Shots.
Thanks for being part of the show. Luther and Micah will be here for another edition of Cheap Shots next week. Remember to catch us live every Tuesday at 4 p.m. in the West and 7 p.m. in the East on the Voice America Sports Channel. Let's talk again soon.